From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer. The Missouri Department of Conservation would have to pay up if two new legislative proposals became law. One pre-filed bill would require the department to reimburse a car owner up to $500 for accidents involving wildlife. Aaron Jeffries, deputy director of the Department of Conservation, opposes the proposal. He says it could lead to widespread fraud and abuse.
This legislation's been around for years. We had a representative one year laugh that he said everybody would be slapping a deer hide on the front of their car just to get that $500 deductible.
The other bill would make the Conservation Department liable for any private property damage caused by wild otters and elk, which have been reintroduced to Missouri. Jeffries says the state's hunting and trapping system has proven to be very effective at managing otters and other wildlife. St. Louis's mayor is calling for the removal of a three-story Confederate memorial from the city's sprawling forest park. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says Francis Slay took that position after a special committee earlier this month recommended that the monument either be donated to the Missouri Civil War Museum or placed into storage. The report by the St. Louis Confederate Monument Reappraisal Committee says it would cost more than $129,000 to dismantle the monument. Slay says he's seeking private funding to cover the cost. A consultant has submitted an application to build a $12.7 million, 60-bed psychiatric hospital in southeast Columbia to the Missouri Health Facility Review Committee. The Columbia Missourian reports that the Certificate of Need application was submitted by Thomas Piper, CEO of MacQuest Consulting, on Wednesday. The application will be assessed based on cost, revenue, and need. If approved, the proposed hospital is expected to be completed in April 2017 and would open in May 2017. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News, Columbia.